The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Saks.com is making it easy for me to get things when I need them. Let me tell you, you know I've been on a hunt, okay? I was trying to get some suits. I was trying to get other things. I would go into other stores and nobody would have what I wanted. They wouldn't have what I needed. Well, you know what? I downloaded that Saks app. And it has changed the game. And Saks.com makes it so easy for me. I can literally like type in like an inspired way to shop. Like at Saks.com, there's an instant inspiration for, say, that power business suit. All I do is I type in what I want. You know, they have something for every situation, like a date night, impromptu vacation, lounging in style, whatever you want. Hell, I'm going to the Masters Golf Tournament in a week. So what do I need? I need like golf chic. I type it in and it is right there. I love it. At Saks.com, it's easy to find a new vibe for anything. Dive into Western trend, gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. Hello, yes, you got me. You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Yes, please. And hey, sometimes I have to type in, listen, honey, I'm doing comedy at MSG, so give me that pop pink power blazer. You feel me? Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. I love shopping with Saks. They're fantastic. Again, find inspiration for your new vibe. Easy shopping every day at Saks.com. You'll thank me later.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How are you? Hope you're doing fantastic. I am currently in Los Angeles. If you're watching this on the YouTubes, I'm back in the Dear Media studio. I am here for Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. I'm so excited. We've got a lot to catch up on. Tail end of tour, what's next, what I got into in Sacramento and Salt Lake City, what we're doing here in LA. Hopes, wishes, dreams, and obviously we're going to get to the voicemails. I was listening back to, was it last week's episode? Maybe the week before. And, you know, got to tune in for quality control every now and then. And I realized I started an episode and I was telling you guys the number for the voicemail. And I'm so ADD, I didn't even finish the number. So the number for the hotline is 800-213-7503. I just told you the first like four numbers of the hotline last week. I was like, when you're a genius, your brain just works too fast. What did I do today? We've been having business meetings. I'm a businesswoman. I just went to a Sephora and got, you know, Sephora, you can't go in there with white. I have a very cute top on from Reformation right now. It's linen. It was expensive, but I went in there and I did not bring the makeup that I was supposed to bring. Okay. I don't know what happened when I was packing for these next 2 weeks. I brought random serums, no face lotion, one eyebrow pencil, and a hope and a prayer. So I had to go into Sephora to get some full coverage shit. And I must have swiped a titty across a foundation swab. And now my entire linen shirt is covered in concealer and I'm very upset about it. So I'm wearing this highly unflattering denim jacket. And it's not that the jacket is not cute as a button, but in this chair, I know that I look like a fucking truck driver. So, you know, leave your comments below on YouTube of how enormous my shoulders are. I can take it. Okay, what else is going on? Yeah, so I hit a Sephora today. You know, just boss lady things. I already went to Erewhon at 8 this morning, got some protein powder, some digestive enzymes, because I'm worried that all this nervous energy and running around for these business meetings is going to get me backed up. You know, I already hit a Jones on 3rd, had a Chinese chicken salad and a chocolate chip cookie. I'm back on my regular LA bullshit. And I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more thrilled. Doing a lot. Just want to give a huge shout out to the people of Sacramento and Salt Lake City for coming out to the last two big, huge shows on the comeback tour. What a blast. What a freaking blast. Sacramento always shows the fuck up. Just an incredible audience. Chef's kiss. 12 out of 10. Everyone was so fun. Want to give a big shout out to Crystal, our friend who called in, I believe last week. She's our friend who said that she listened to the podcast while she was going through chemo for her brain cancer. I got to meet her in person. Crystal's an absolute doll, bad bitch, dripping in jewels, has such a great positive just outlook on life. And just, I mean, the bitch has got an entire Virgin Mary tattoo all over her back. If that didn't say blessed by the Lord, I don't know what does. Okay. She was a bad bitch. And it was just really great to meet her in person and to giggle with her for a while. I saw her titties. That was fun. She flashed me while I was on stage, and that was a blast. So that was great. Big shout out to Crystal. But Sacramento, dude, such a town. Sactown. Kind of odd that it is the capital. It, not a lot going on. I mean, they've got the Sacramento Kings, but when they're not in session, I didn't know what was going on. Kind of tumbleweeds downtown. Shout out to the Kempton, stayed at a great Kempton. The first night I got there, I was starving. And whenever I'm in that part of California particularly, I always crave really good Chinese food, because that's one thing that NorCal does well. San Francisco, Sacramento, San Jose, any of those places have really, really great Chinese food. So I ordered from this place called Frank Fats. And my Uber driver told me, he was Filipino, and he said, listen, the place is like more of a high-end Chinese joint, but I think you're going to enjoy it. He said, as an Asian, I sign off. I said, okay, then I got the blessing. I got the blessing from the community. So I ordered $200 worth of Chinese food. I thought I would just film kind of like a funny video of me trying all this food. Not like I was trying to do a serious mukbang. If you don't know what mukbang is, apparently it's where you like, it's an ASMR version of eating food on camera with a microphone and you crunch, 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 and you explain the food. I always thought mukbang had some sort of sexual undertone to it, but I was like, whatever, I'll make a TikTok. I need to make fucking content, because you know we're always making content. And I make a mukbang video just for shits and giggles. Y'all, I was so overwhelmed by the outreach from the actually very intentional mukbang community. I did not know this was a thing. I called it a mukbang. I never even Googled what mukbang was. How many times can I say mukbang in one sentence? All I know is I am now getting DMs from men saying, hi, I'd like to pay you to watch you drip plum sauce down your lips and crunch on egg rolls. Like, I think this could be a full-time gig. Now I started doing a little research on TikTok. I started to find that there has been a pretty, I'd say, sad downfall of some famous mukbang people. These people have put on 700 pounds, you know, relationships have failed. They've really hit rock bottom because the mukbang fame, including the calories, but also I think the money has destroyed a lot of people's lives. You know, everybody thinks the grass is greener, even when you're woofing down $200 worth of Chinese food. But apparently it's a really big thing, especially overseas, that people like to watch white women eat gluttonous amounts of food. Now, I learned during my mukbang experience, I couldn't eat that much. I ordered $200 worth of stuff because I just wanted to sample a lot of things. You know, that's my privilege as a white woman. I go to a restaurant, I'll order 65 things on the menu, take 3 bites, just because I want to have a different flavor profile every 3 bites. But that's insane. You know what I mean? And I'm not even a leftover girl. So let's talk about just how wasteful that can be. So anyways, I was like, okay, I'm just going to order some food. I'm going to try this stuff. But I really was going in. I was showing you the crunch of the green beans, you know, slurping down some mustard greens with garlic and a fish sauce. And these DMs, people were complimenting my manicure. They said, love the red nails while you're, you know, touching the mustard greens. Love listening to you crunch on the peas in the fried rice. I'm like, this is a whole fucking thing. I had no idea. But I'm like, here's the deal. I like to snack. I like to eat. I like to describe things. I like to order. You know, I've already told you I'm a restaurant bully. I like to order for the table. I like to make sure that we're getting a wide assortment of different flavors. So why not do this on camera and get paid? You know, I told y'all last week, I was getting a little anxious how we fund in the next big business venture. It might be mukbang. And am I proud of it? I might be. I don't know. But the amount of messages I had, some woman say, like, she was so thankful that I use a napkin to wipe my mouth. Because I said in the video, I'm like, you know, from what I've seen, it looks like people are just shoveling an insane amount of food down their gullets. but I did it with intention and in a calm and I would say almost bashful way. And people were really into it. So I don't know if you see me online, if you see a couple more mukbangs pop up on the YouTube, let me know if you're into it. Cause I could crunch on a fucking onion ring all day long if it means we're making cash money. So learn something new. But I do love when a new part of the internet, like it's an entire community that has now found me and the DMs are sweet. They're a little sassy and the ones that are sexual are pretty great. Like there's very specific things that people want to watch me eat. Now I didn't sign up for this. I, you know, I don't know if this is the lifestyle for me, but I am a little curious. You know, one guy was like, I'd love to see you suck on some Twizzlers. And I'm like, haven't had a Twizzler in a while. Why not? Venmo me $25. You got it, bud. So anyways, that's where I'm at emotionally these days. Listen, taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. That's why for the last, 4 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day. No exceptions, just one scoop, mix it in water once a day, every day. And it makes me just feel energized, focused, keeps me regular. It's just a no-brainer. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that is also just powerfully simple. I got so sick and tired of carrying around 8 jingle-jangle bags of frickin' loose pills. Well, with one scoop of AG1, I'm getting 75 whole vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients straight out of a little baggie. I take my little to-go AG1, or if I'm going somewhere for a while, I take a full bag, one scoop every day, or one little travel pack in some water. Shake it up, easy, wolf it down. It's actually really delicious, and I feel energized, okay? I am so sick of seeing everybody as like the pill lady with the pills, the loose things in their purse when all you need to supplement your life is just, hey, one scoop. I love it, okay? And so if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2, which is an absolute game changer. And 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Check it out. You're going to thank me later. I really love AG1. My husband's obsessed with it. My mom takes it. The whole family freaking takes it. AG1 is the freaking best. Again, all you got to do is go to drinkag1.com/absolutely. I am so excited to share with you guys an incredible scientific breakthrough to support our long-term health and wellness. I'm talking about C15, which is the first essential fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years. And get this, studies have confirmed that it's 3 times better, broader, and safer than omega-3. Fatty 15 is the company I'm talking about, and the co-founder, Dr. Stephanie Van Watson, discovered C15 as the first essential fatty acid to be found in over 90 years while working with the U.S. Navy. This is awesome. One of the reasons I love Fatty 15, it has 3 times more cellular benefits than omega-3 fish oil. Fatty 15 is made from patented, pure, and oxidation-resistant C15 powder derived from plants. It's vegan-friendly, free of flavors, fillers, allergens, or preservatives. And C15 is the only ingredient in Fatty 15, which means it's 100% pure. We love this. Fatty 15 is on a mission to replenish your C15 levels and restore your long-term health. You can get additional 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/absolutely and using code absolutely at checkout. Let me spell that out for you again. You got to go to fatty, that's F-A-T-T-Y, 15, so fatty15.com/absolutely, and use code absolutely at checkout. Listen, if you want to have something that's just going to make you feel fantastic and hey, that's science backed and founded by a woman, which we love, then try Fatty 15. Again, that's fatty15.com/absolutely and use code absolutely at checkout. You know, I normally find bras just to be so uncomfortable and constricting, and they're the first thing I take off when I get home, but Skims has literally changed it. I'm wearing a Skims right now. You know, I love Skims underwear, so I finally had to try their bras, and Skims has delivered yet again. The Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how damn comfortable they were going to be. Even the underwire bras I'm wearing all day and barely even notice. I literally have on one of the push-up bras right now, and I've gotten so many compliments on the girls. And also, it's just really comfortable. It's definitely not the first thing I take off when I get home anymore, and I love them. I've got the push-up bra, but I also really love the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra. It's literally the best t-shirt bra I have ever owned. I wear it every day, and I need it in every color. I got it in like a beautiful like skin tone, And I also got it in black and like kind of like a mocha color brown. So it literally can fit under any outfit and look great. The straps are adjustable and the fits everybody material is obviously best for all day comfort. I also love the no-show balconette bra. And one of the reasons I love the no-show balconette bra from Skims, it's the sexiest bra I own. It provides support, but keeps my natural shape and is invisible under clothing. Even better is that it is so comfortable. Again, I don't even notice that I'm wearing it. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. We love to see that. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. We love Skims and you're going to love it too. Now back to the podcast. Speaking of emotional, had a phenomenal show in Salt Lake City. So after Sacramento, we went to Salt Lake City and we performed on the University of Utah's campus, which means it was a dry show. So there was no alcohol, you know, and when you roll into Salt Lake City, you already know. One of the things in Salt Lake City is they only give you certain, they charge you a lot of tax on booze. And then on top of that, if you go to a restaurant, like things are measured out very specifically. You're not just getting a free pour. There's even their beers can only have a certain amount of alcohol by volume. So everything's very regulated there. But I couldn't believe that we were going to have a dry show. So I come out and I'm like, who here is geeked up on Diet Coke? And the crowd went wild and the Mormons were out and they showed up and showed out. Was a little nervous beforehand because I said, last time I performed here, I really let it rip. It went well. But I also want to make sure I'm coming into a community and being respectful. But then I start the show and I notice that there are these two younger gals in the front row. Thought they maybe were like University of Utah students, maybe freshmen, because most of my shows are 18 and up, if not 21 and up, because we serve alcohol. I had two 16-year-old gals in the audience and I didn't know what to do. They were there with their moms. Shout out to their moms for being bad bitches. But I just said, listen, I cannot change my entire 90-minute show because y'all are here. And I'd rather you hear what to do with the dick from me than from somebody, some dumbass in high school. So I looked at the moms. We kind of had like a 3-second sweat acknowledgement, wink and a nudge that I was still going to do my show. You know, if it was a dirtier joke, I went to the other side of the stage. So I didn't feel like I was really just yelling at them. I think they had a great time. They stayed the whole time. But I have said this and I will say this again. If you bring your kids to my show, you may not be a great parent. But I couldn't believe it. They're like, no, we're 16. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. John Mulaney, when I saw his last hour, and it might be in his special, he was like, why are people bringing their 11-year-olds to my shows? Like, it's just not. You know what I mean? As an artist, I'm an artist and people will come to my show. They have a great time. And yes, I'm kind of dirty on the podcast, but my stage persona is an even more elevated and energetic and more rip the Band-Aid version of myself even here. So just a heads up, any future shows, leave your children at home. However, I do think the girls were cool enough. And listen, a 16-year-old girl is way more mature than a 16-year-old boy. A 16-year-old girl's already like started a 401k. She's, you know, she's light years ahead. So I'd rather her learn the ways of the world, what to look forward to in a marriage, how to find a guy. I mean, I give sage advice on stage, but I'd rather her hear it from me than some fucking, you know, guy on YouTube or some TikTok comedian. I want you to hear it from me, Toots. But we had a really good time. I was bummed I didn't get to hit one of those famous soda shops in Utah. Everything closed pretty early. I wanted to go and get one of those like Captain Crunch vanilla Diet Cokes. And okay, so I was talking to a lovely guy at the Q&A afterwards, and I was asking, you know, why in the Mormon religion are you not allowed to have coffee? So they have these soda shops all over Utah because I guess, you know, you're not hitting the Starbucks. And he said specifically, and this was from one Mormon's mouth to over here to a Protestant's ears. So if this isn't accurate, don't come for me. But this is what he told me. He said that they're not allowed to have hot drinks. So specifically like a hot coffee. I guess it's a certain amount of caffeine as well. So that's why they are able to have, I mean, like a Diet Coke has caffeine in them. But they have these soda shops all over Utah where you can go in there, get a Dr. Pepper, two pumps of blueberry syrup, you know, a sprinkle of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and some coconut flakes in it, and people go hard in the paint for it. So I found one that opened up at 5 a.m. the next day, slept through the alarm, but I was pissed. That's all I wanted was to hit one of these soda shops. So next time I'm in Salt Lake, we're having an after party at one of these soda shops. We're getting geeked out on Diet Dr. Pepper, and you're not going to know what happened to you. And I will say, Saturday night, most people came sober and they had a blast, and it was actually nice to not have a, you know, one blackout woman in the audience just screaming obscenities. It was real nice. But you know, people do not give the Mormons enough credit. They're down to clown, down to laugh at themselves. I always have a great time in Utah. So I want to say thank you so much to the wonderful people of Salt Lake City and Sacramento for just being fucking cool, just being the best. What else is going on? I was on my flight yesterday flying out here to LA, and people were trying to make this connection to Hawaii and they were panicking. So I just want to give a quick shout out and a prayer to the people trying to get to Hawaii. I've never seen so many white people just panicked that they were not going to make their connection to Maui. It was, I mean, the entire first class cabin was clearly, I don't know if they were trying to hit a Hawaiian cruise, what was going on, but it was sheer panic. And I got to say, it was a wild, I felt like I was just in a fishbowl of Caucasian privilege. I mean, this one woman grabbed the flight attendant and she was in like 2B. Okay. She's like, I have to get off first. I'm going to miss the flight to Kauai. And I just sat there and I was like, God, oh God, white people just, we need to take it down several fucking notches. However, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. There are some things that white people do that I don't think we get enough credit for that are actually quite hard. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain things that white women do that are actually very fucking hard, that go hard. Like with pickleball, white people hit pickleball so hard. Dude, I went to the orthopedist recently and he was like, do you know how many white dudes I have in my office named Gary who have literally ripped the Achilles fresh off the bone from fucking pickleball? That goes hard. That goes so hard. You know what else goes hard? The fact that white people love to go to hibachi restaurants and just have shrimp fried rice pelted down their throats. I've said this before, there's nothing better than being a woman with giant jugs at a hibachi restaurant and having the hibachi chef dial in on you and just throw egg, you know, fried egg down your titties. That is just, that's when you know you still got it. But yeah, I mean, white people love hibachi. I had hibachi for my birthday last year. We had a hibachi come to my house. You know, I don't know, 25 white people just sitting around, just getting pelted in the face with chicken, teriyaki, you know, a nice little cut of filet mignon. What other race would enjoy that? White people, we go hard. We don't get enough credit. Okay. Immediately regret saying that. That's the name of this episode. White people, we don't get enough credit. These are the things that keep me up at night. I mean, it was just, you know, listen, Salt Lake City, Utah, there's a lot of just like Aryan looking people. You know, a lot of blonde hair, blue eyed. So I was just thinking, I was like, we're not giving enough credit to these people over here. They go hard. If you chug 75 Diet Cokes in one day, but you don't drink coffee, that goes hard. That goes so fucking hard. People were tweaking a little bit. You know, you can tell somebody, like I knew there was a couple girls in the second row who'd had a couple Mr. Pibs. I don't know if you've had a Mr. Pib in a while. I had one the other day randomly. Because I had a tummy ache and that goes hard. A Mr. Pibb goes harder than Dr. Pepper, and I'll fight anybody on that. What else is going on? Oh, if you're coming to the show this weekend, so excited. Want to do a little clarification. I've had so many people DM me. I'm also promoting a lot of other people's shows as well because I'm popping in doing 10 minutes here, 15 minutes here, 12 minutes here. This is how it goes. I have my own show coming up this Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo at 7 p.m. at the Montbon Theater in Hollywood, an amazing theater. We only have a couple tickets left. Please get your tickets. So that is my show. It's just me. I'm going to have, you know, openers, but that is my gig. And then the next day I'm popping into my show, buddy show at the Largo. I'm popping into a show at the Comedy Store. I'm doing a big show at the Orpheum with the Dodgers player, Will Smith, and a bunch of other comedians. So I'm bebopping around. I'm doing Steph Tolliv's show. So if you see me on different schedules, just know I'm coming in doing 10 minutes here, 8 minutes here, 12 minutes here, 20 minutes here. That's the comedian lifestyle. But my show about me, my life, my titties, my legs, my labia out for you for 90 minutes is going to be on May 5th. And I am going to do some of the stuff from the comeback tour. I have a lot of new material as well, but I realize, guys, I'm just going to let you in on something. There's a lot of people from the industry coming to this show. That's why I really need you guys to show out. And they have not seen the new special yet. So I'm going to do a little bit of material from comeback. I'll do new material that I've been testing out over the last couple weeks. And it's going to be a hodgepodge of that. So if you come, you're like, oh, I think I heard this joke a minute ago. Yeah, because I need the new people from Netflix to see that new material, because we're done editing the special and then we got to sell the special back to Netflix. That's how that works. And I always let you guys behind the curtain of how business works. And I need you to just be like, oh, Heather, I understand now what you're doing. I understand how that works. But very excited. And a lot of people did not see the show at the Pantages. So that'll be new for them. And then I have a bunch of new, I've got some good Taylor Swift material I've been working on. So get excited. But yeah, I had so much fun on the road this weekend. And I just felt so grateful that this is what I get to do for a living. And I got to be honest with you. I was angry at myself. I listened back to last week's episode and I was kind of sharing how I felt anxious about what's happening next. And, you know, all these different things that are happening this summer that we're trying to get across the finish line. I hope it didn't sound too self-indulgent. Sometimes I forget that people actually listen to this podcast and it's just me like going through my emotions, but I do share everything with y'all. So I am always trying to be transparent about my anxieties, but I also know like it's show business and just shut the fuck up. And I'll send you guys a link when I'm on television. Okay. So if that seems self-indulgent, I'm sorry. But also come on Sunday and laugh really fucking hard so they'll give me an Emmy. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait till this show is over and I can, in like 2 weeks, when I can tell you all the parties that I've been invited to, I can't say anything now, but there will be we're going to some shit, guys. This whole weekend is going to be crazy. The next week is going to be crazy. Like I am going to be in the mix and I cannot wait to tell you guys. I'm nervous too. Because, you know, it is wild when you finally have a seat at some of these tables, which I rightfully deserve to have. But it is going to be very interesting being in some of these circles and seeing who gives me the time of day and who doesn't. And I cannot wait to spill the tea. Anywho, what else is going on? Nothing. I got concealer on my titty, you know, and that's where I'm at. I love to go to concerts. I love going to events. I love going to sporting events. But you know what? I don't like looking for tickets. But that's why I am glad I found Game Time. Game Time makes getting tickets for concerts or events faster, easier, even if you don't buy tickets right away. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to show start time. I mean, think about it. We're all kind of fly by the seat of our pants these days. And say you see, you know, you didn't know a concert was coming in town. Well, you just use the Game Time app and there you go. You can get the best prices right there, right before the show starts. With killer last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, which is a plus. I love to know if I'm going to spend money on this ticket, I want to know what my view is. And their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying concert tickets. So they've got an app. Just pick out what you want on the app. Say, I want to go to an Atlanta Hawks game. It'll take you right there. And then you can literally get all of your tickets right there. They have flash deals, save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of game or event. They got last minute deals, save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concert, comedy, theaters, all of it, all in pricing. You can get a panoramic view from your seat so you know exactly where you are sitting and what you're looking at. We love the Game Time app. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code ABSOLUTELY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, just create an account, redeem this code, and so I'm going to spell it out for you. It's ABSOLUTELY, ABSOLUTELY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I may be away from my little pups right now, but you know I keep that Farmer's Dog delivery on point. Even though they're home, doesn't mean that they're not eating the best of the best, because I love my little two French bulldogs more than I probably would like to even meet your children, okay? Listen, Farmer's Dog makes real fresh dog food that is delivered right to your door. Recipes are developed by vet nutritionists, made from real meat and veggies, and portioned just for your dog. It makes it so easy to say goodbye to burnout, brown balls, and feed your dog real food with real benefits. My dogs literally lose their damn mind every time I open one of those packets of Farmer's Dog in the morning. And what I love is I can go online and curate it specifically to my dog's needs. Like macaroni, she can't really handle the poultry, so I make sure I'm giving her beef or pork, something else that she can handle. It's delivered directly right to my door. It's pre-portioned, so I know which one's macaroni's, which one's rigatoni's. I just defrost it in the fridge overnight, and then there you go. I've got really great fresh food for my dogs. One of the big things I loved about this is my vet loved it. When I just took the dogs for a checkup, the vet said, hey, they're at a healthy weight. And that's the thing. When your dogs stay at a healthy weight, they can live longer. You know what I want? Longer, better years with my dogs. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to fresher breath, even better digestion and smaller, better poops. Hello. Shit, can I feed this to my husband? A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. So right now, you can give your dog the best by giving them the Farmer's Dog. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/absolutely to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Now, back to the podcast. Okay, anyways, we're going to get into the hotline. Enough of me talking about myself, but I cannot wait to see you guys for this last show here this Sunday. Thank you guys so much for the support. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to let it rip. We're going to have such a blast. And I wouldn't want to really end any of this material and tie up any of this shit with the bow anywhere else but LA. So I can't wait for you guys to see it. And anywho, let's get into the voicemails. As always, you can call into the hotline 800-213-7503. The absolutely not line. Let's get to our first voicemail.
I was calling because this weekend I had to drive my husband's car for a weekend trip. And he offered to change the oil in my car and change the windshield wipers. Super sweet. This morning I got in my car to drive to work with freshly changed oil and changed wiper blades. And an extra surprise. And that was 3 day old Captain D's leftovers. So I have not considered Captain D's as a place where one could eat in over 10 years, maybe longer, and was interested in Heather's thoughts on a sweet task gone wrong, and maybe just thoughts and feelings about Captain D's as a place to eat.
Okay, thank you, caller, for this absolutely not voicemail. Here's the deal. I think you need to go ahead and talk to an attorney, because if you are living, sharing space, cohabitating with anybody who on a whim in 2024, after the amount of fabulous fine, it doesn't even have been fine dining, just good options for food, would go to a Captain D's, that is a serial killer. You cannot be married to that person. And then they wanted to leave the Captain D's evidence. I gotta be honest with you, they wanted to get caught. You know what I mean? That is, they need to have a scarlet letter around their neck. That is print out a giant anchor and put that on your husband's sweater. Who the fuck eats at Captain D's? I actually think I just saw something that Long John Silver was, they were closing them down. I mean, I don't want to get sued from one of these fine fish establishments, but that's insane. And I mean, you know, people, when that fish fillet comes out once a year, people get all up in arms. I mean, I would eat a fish fillet at McDonald's before I'd eat a hamburger, because I just would. I'm weird about beef. I am weird about beef at fast food establishments. But I'll tell you right now, yeah, your husband's eating Captain D's and leaving it in your car. That's a wrap. You know, and he tested you there. He went and changed your oil, your windshield wipers. He did a couple nice things to see if the Captain D's would be a red flag. And yeah, while he may have done a couple nice things for you, that right there, if he starts with the Captain D's, what's next? You're going to open a bedside drawer and there's going to be fingernail clippings in there. You're going to, you know, find something in the back of the closet that has doll hairs wrapped into a sock with some semen in it. Like, things are going to get weird at your house and you need to be prepared for it. you're going to go downstairs and you're like, oh, I forgot you put that deep freezer in our basement. And you're going to go down to the deep freeze and you're going to open it up and find a couple raccoons. So I want you to know he's out doing things at night in the woods that you don't want to know about. And he's just waiting. And you start looking for clues around your house. Check the shampoo bottle. Make sure there's not actually nair in there. He might be slowly poisoning you. Okay? You've seen those things on like Snapped and shit like that on those television shows where a spouse is slowly killing off their other spouse by putting bleach in their coffee every day. How do you feel? You feel well? Because I'm pretty sure that you're married to somebody who is murdering either small animals or you. Gonna murder you. That's insane. Although I haven't, let's see. It's Captain D's. Let's see what's on a Captain D's menu. Let's see if it sounds appetizing. Captain D's menu. Oh, no, I saw who was closing down. Red Lobsters are having to close a lot of locations because they went too hard on the all-you-can-eat shrimp. Another thing that white people do, go so hard on all-you-can-eat shrimp. All right, now here's the thing. I'm now looking, I may take back everything I said. The Captain D's, hold on. I take back everything. Wait a minute. Dude, I'm on the dessert page for Captain D's. They've got funnel cake sticks. Fuck yes. Fuck a churro. A funnel cake stick? Top of the line. They got a classic cheesecake. You can get a slice of cheesecake at a fast food. Fuck it up. Now, of course, I went straight to the sweet treats. Let's look at their, they got grilled meals. They got a blackened tilapia. Wait a minute. Captain D's has a wild caught salmon. Hold on. Tina's next to me in the office. Hold on. They got a wild caught salmon. Can you do a little producer work on this real quick and see if there's any like Reddit threads of how wild caught the wild caught salmon is?
I will say it says added MSG.
But you know, they say MSG is actually not that bad. Dude, I'm sorry. Actually, I recant everything I just said. They got wild caught salmon. Captain D's, I mean, if you're keto, that's the way to go. You know, if you're doing high protein, let's look at their menu. They got a grilled meal. I love fish and chips. See what's new. What have they been cooking up in the research and development? Fish and fries, a giant fish sandwich and fries. Dude, should we try Captain D's later? Captain D's, hook us up. Call us. Dude, hold on. They have fried fucking pickles. They got clam strips. They got a seafood gumbo, an Oreo cheesecake, and a 5-piece butterfly shrimp add-on. You're telling me I can get fried pickles and an Oreo cheesecake? Captain D's. I'm looking for sponsorship. The next tour is probably going to start in January. We would love for it to be the Captain D's Comedy Express. I apologize. Now, do I think that your husband may also, I still got the tone of your voice still gave me a little anxiousness, little bit of anxiety about that. This guy might not be the one for you, but either way, he might be onto something. Please call back. I'd love to interview your husband on what his favorite treats from the Captain D's are, the Dirty D's. But yeah, I think Red Lobster. I think I read something that Red Lobster's a bunch of locations are closing down because they went too hard. I mean, what did they think? What did they think when you say unlimited shrimp? You invite some Southern Baptists in like from Birmingham. And if you have a Red Lobster and people are getting out of church, and they're hungry. They've been filled with the Holy Spirit, but those tummies are ready for some, you know, good fried shrimp. You give a white guy, you give a middle-aged white guy all-you-can-eat shrimp, forget it. It's another thing white people go hard in, mercury poisoning. Don't think twice about it. Do not think twice about it. Actually, you want to know an interesting fact. When we were down in Harbor Island a couple of years ago, Tina, I need you to produce, what is it, Spanish Wells? You type in Spanish Wells, Red Lobster. Remember when we saw all those Mennonites down in Spanish Wells, down in the Bahamas, and they were in the boats, and it was all the women with the bonnets dressed like Amish? And they, I believe, down in Spanish Wells in the Bahamas, they're the highest producers of seafood for Red Lobster. Okay, Tina's on it. You're my Jamie. Joe Rogan has Jamie, who's his like producer. Tina's just sitting working on emails next to us.
It's like Mennonite, Spanish Wells, and Red Lobster.
You're not finding that. But, well, when we were on a boat down in Spanish Wells, somebody said
they're like the most sustainable.
They're sustainable.
Yeah.
Who the Red Lobster people are?
No, this is in Spanish Wells.
This is in Spanish Wells. Okay, some of the Mennonites. Yes, it's a $90 million industry. Yeah, one of the boat guys told us this, but I saw a bunch of people in like bonnets, and the Mennonites run the show down there, or they could be Amish. I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to pigeonhole anybody, but if I see a lady in a rowboat with the bonnet, oh, Red Lobster, am I right? Yeah, yep, there you go. I mean, but what did they expect? How did they think that was going to pan out? How did they think that was going to pan out? All you can eat shrimp? Should we go to Red Lobster for a lobster? So you're telling me that the research says that there's no way it's like sustainable.
Okay. So basically what I'm going to have to do the deeper dive for the Mennonites, uh-huh. but right now I'm finding that Red Lobster works hand in hand mm-hmm. with the fisheries down in Spanish Wells, because this is probably the largest. In fact, Bahamian lobster is a $90 million industry mm-hmm. that employs about 9,000 fishermen. Mostly family business, so maybe that's the Mennonites. We mm-hmm. don't know. We're going to figure that out.
Okay.
Selling 6 million pounds of rock lobster tails annually, primarily to Red motherfucking Lobster.
Mm.
So why are we going? Tell us why. We're going to go to that really, you know, nice seafood place. Not that we don't love a Trulux. Love a Trulux.
Love a Trulux.
An Ocean Prime.
Yes.
But why is
love a Mastro's.
Yes. Why is that lobster more expensive than Red Lobster if we're all getting it from the same Spanish Wells fishermen?
Okay, I hear you on that. But I did just Google Red Lobster closes multiple locations. They're trying to avoid bankruptcy. They might be soon file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
So can we buy it on a fire sale?
Yeah. Can we come get... And I did watch this woman on TikTok who comes from a very famous, very sustainable fisherman family from Alaska. She said the best type of fish to buy in the grocery store is not fresh fish. It's frozen, wild caught mm-hmm. because they wild catch it. They freeze it immediately. And then it's had nothing else happen to it. Usually by the time it gets to the grocery store, it's already been frozen, mm-hmm. defrosted and frozen and defrosted again. That's how you get your worms.
Oh no.
That's how you get the worms.
And the parasites.
And the parasites. Okay. So this is what Tina and I would like to do. We would love a challenge. We'd love to hit all these different establishments. I did not realize that Captain D's had a wild caught salmon situation. I didn't realize they had fried pickles. I feel like an absolute judgmental bitch. Now, granted, I'm from Atlanta. You know, we eat, sleep, and breathe the Chick-fil-A. And even Chick-fil-A has now moved away from the hormone free. And I got to be honest with you. It's not tasting the same.
Dirty chicken.
It's not tasting the same. And I don't want to shit on them. I stop at the Dwarf House every time. It's called the Dwarf House. Okay. That's not that's what they call it, which is also probably problematic. But I stop and I get my Sunjoy and I get my Cobb salad and it's got extra protein, and I get my little thing of avocado lime ranch, and I have my system down to a T. Okay. I love the breakfast. The iced coffee at Chick-fil-A is phenomenal, but the chicken. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Anyways, apologies to your husband. He's probably a great guy. I don't know. Sleep with one eye open, but definitely I would check the basement. Just check that deep freezer. If there's any sort of possums or raccoons, you know, or any dead bodies, just look for clues. You might be okay, but you also might not. And that's 90% of my job on this podcast is just to warn women about predators. So anyways, good luck with everything. Hope you're well. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hi, Heather. I will remain anonymous because this is the most embarrassing and disgusting thing that's ever happened to me.
Mm.
My dog has fleas that I have done everything in my power to get rid of. Nothing works. And I wasn't thinking the other night, and I sleep naked in bed.
Mm.
And okay. He sometimes sleeps in bed with me too. And one of his fleas jumped up into my vagina and I have flea bites in my vagina. Okay. And it hurts. And trust me, it's not an STD. I'm very single. I haven't seen a dick in God knows how long. Yeah, I have three tiny little flea bites that are burning. They itch. This is so gross, and I can't believe I'm admitting this, but this is the only outlet I have that isn't mortifying. I can't tell any of my friends. Yeah. Okay. Just absolutely fucking not. Love you.
Okay. All right. Real quick. I had a cat once that had a tapeworm, and I didn't notice the cat had a tapeworm. Because when a tapeworm comes out of an animal, it's like in little tiny little things. And I thought it was kind of, I thought it was like a shedding. I thought it was like, this is so fucking gross. I didn't know what it was. Okay. This is before Google, until I figured out what it was. And then we fixed it. I don't know enough research on this, but how can you not get rid of the dog's fleas? That I don't understand that. We got to shave the dog and we got to shave you. You got flea bites on your chucha. Well, this is unacceptable. No, we just Googled what a flea looks like. No. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you because I know you're doing your best, but I actually don't think you're doing your best right now. You said you'd done everything. You didn't do a little neck guard on the back of the neck, a sentinel, whatever it is. One of those is for heart murmurs or heartworms. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we all got tapeworms. We all got a little parasite in us. You know, that's probably days when I have brain fog. I know it's because I got into something in the dirt. But I don't know if I can get behind sleeping with the dog with the fleas. And I'm not trying to single out your kid. Listen, if you had a human kid and they had lice, you'd figure it out. So I don't know if we've quote unquote tried everything. It's not making sense to me. What kind of dog you got? You got a husky with long hair? Well, shave it. And you're probably one of those people who has a husky and you live in like Phoenix. That shit pisses me off. You know, you got somebody who's got like a Shibu Inu and they live in Miami and you're like, not an appropriate dog for that kind of weather. Tina, how do we get rid of fleas?
Exactly what you said.
Drugs. Yeah. The medicine. The yeah. NexGard.
NexGard. It's like Sisyphus-Ferrata-Tera, whatever is the generic name of it.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like we could even do an apple cider vinegar bath. You know, I wash my dogs in the Dr. Bronner's. That peppermint soap, they go crazy for it. I dilute it, of course. They go crazy for it. I mean, maybe get some sage around this pup or something.
Yeah, it does say apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. Told ya. Another thing that white people go hard for. Listen. My mom used to make her own kombucha till we realized the quote unquote mother, which is the living host, if you will, that regenerates itself almost like a sourdough starter. My mom had this giant glass tank in our pantry and she was making her own kombucha. And then I saw this 2020 special about how you shouldn't be making your own hooch. It's like a bunch of white people tried to make their own craft beer and they were like over fermenting shit. And then a lot of people got poisoned. So my mom drank plenty of her own hooch, her own kombucha, and she was fine, but I never dabbled. That mother started to almost turn into the Little Shop of Horrors, the talking eating plant.
Audrey too.
My favorite musical. Little Shop of Horrors, bop chuba. If you don't know, you don't know. But that is such a... Wait, what was I just talking about? Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, I'm sorry. Guys, I just checked my phone in between voicemails and I've been just getting some real salty work text, some real salty work emails that are just sending me over the edge. Anyways, that's another thing. You know, the day that we were as a group of people, as a community, able to go out in the streets and share and witness to other people about the perks of apple cider vinegar. I mean, I've been sitting on that for years. I've always had Dr. Bragg's apple cider vinegar. If you got acid reflux, you dilute some of that shit in a little water, hits you where it's supposed to, helps with eczema, digestion. There's nothing that apple cider vinegar cannot do. Okay? But that is definitely some white people shit right there. We go hard for that. I want to ride hard for you and your dog. I'm sorry that you got the flea bites. I'm not trying to shame you. I know I'm coming in rough this episode, but I don't understand why we're letting Cujo sleep in the bed with you while he's still got things that could bite you in the pussy. You can't sleep with no drawers on when Cujo has got a situation. We all know this. Come on, you got to get it together. You're a mother. You're a dog mom. And now, I got to be honest with you, though. I got to be honest. You said you had three flea bites. Well, bed bugs come in threes. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have, anybody who's ever lived in New York knows bed bugs come in bites of three. So, and they're usually in a triangle. So you might want to check the other labia. If it's in a little triangle, you got bed bugs, honey. And it may not be fleas. I love that you guys call in with your problems and I actually try and solve them. But I think you might need to get that whole house exterminated. Let's go ahead and call in the tarp. You know a house that's being exterminated because it looks like they have a giant IKEA bag just, you know, hanging over their house. But we might want to sage the place. Dude, we had termites one time as a kid. And my mom told my dad, she said, do not put that firewood next to the house. And damn it, he was lazy one day, put the firewood next to the house. That's how you get the termites. So any new homeowners out there, if you ever want to have wood, it cannot be next to the outside of the house. It's got to be 10 feet back. Are you going to get the terminators? And they will fuck up your shit. I'm sure fleas are hard to get rid of, but you can't be sleeping pussy out while Cujo's got an outbreak. It's like if your dog had a cold sore, you wouldn't go mouth to mouth. Let's not be stupid about this. You know, let's get it right. I'm doing the best I can to defend women everywhere I go, but then I get voicemails like this. You got fleas in your pussy. Well, what did you expect? And I know you're lonely, but come on. Get your life together. And also, put a little apple cider vinegar on it, and you're probably going to be fine. I mean, it's acidic enough. It'll probably take any of the sting or itch out of the bites. Probably disinfect it. Antimicrobial, antibacterial. I think you're good to go. I think we put Cujo in a bath of ACV. You soak two different baths, and I think you guys are going to be good to go. Look at that. Solve the problems. Also, guys, these voicemails are, I don't even know what's happening anymore. What is happening? This is where we're at with material. You know, I saw something today. It popped up on my Instagram. It's like, why Scarlett Johansson doesn't have social media? Because she doesn't need it. She doesn't have to. Scarlett Johansson's already a fucking star. She doesn't need social media. She's not out here tap dancing across America trying to get people to look at her like a fucking clown so that she can get her TV shows picked up so she can eventually buy a villa in the Turks and Caicos. No. Now, she does have a Finsta. We already know that. I know she's creeping on the low. I'm sure she'd love my videos. Scarlett, if you're on the interwebs, let me know your Finsta. I will not share it. But I love it. Why such and such doesn't do social media? Yeah, these A-list stars don't need social media. They only come out of the woodwork when they need to promote their show because they're already famous enough. Meanwhile, I'm doing my show at Netflix as a joke. I'm bopping into seven other people's shows because I got to get in front of as many fucking eyeballs as I can so that they'll pick up my next special and I can get cast in something. As the funny best friend, you know, who's got a drinking problem. Oh, God. I've got two auditions that I have to do after this. And the breakdowns are just, it's the same shit. It's the same shit every other day. So, yeah, Scarlett Johansson doesn't need social media because she's fucking famous already. And I'm out here. Literally clowning around. Okay, let's get to the next voicemail. I'm about to go to a dark place.
Hey, Heather. It's your girl, Taryn, from Canada. Oh. Hope you're doing well. Anyways, I just have an absolutely yes for knowing what's in your golf bag. I'm looking to buy a new one, and I can't help but wonder, what the heck does Heather have in her golf bag? Love and light.
Love and light. All right, sister friend. I love that. I love that we got some new gals coming into the golf community. What's in my golf bag? What's in my golf bag? Currently playing with some Callaways. I got the Paradigm. driver, which is great. But what else is in my golf bag? Usually some sort of cheesy cracker, a Cheez-It. You know, the cheese crackers with the peanut butter in them, love those. About 75 Summer Fridays lip glosses. Any sort of mineral sunscreen, can't do the stuff with the benzos in it. Mineral only. What else is in the golf bag? Usually a couple loose cigarettes at the bottom. Because about after the fifth hole, I'm ready for a heater. You know, what else? Got to have a lot of cash to tip the cart girls. You know, you think that they would be, you think that they would just give you the Venmo. They do not. There's nothing more frustrating. You got to have cold hard cash to tip these broads. Usually a nice pashmina, because sometimes if you're playing late and the sun goes down, you know, and you're in the backwoods, it can get a little brisk. Always some Mega Babe to put on the inner thighs, because there's nothing worse than when your thighs are rubbing together and you're stuck in a sand trap and you can't, you got sand in the crotch, you're sweaty, the legs are rubbing, that's rough. Some Band-Aids. Band-Aids are in the golf bag. About, I have 7 different gloves, all men, size large, because I have enormous hands. What else is in there? A couple Adderalls rolling around, and then some Xannies. You got to have uppers and you got to have downers. If it's a good round, you can, you know, beef it up. If it's a bad round at the turn, you got to take half a Xanax and have like a vodka lemonade or a transfusion. If you've never had a transfusion, that is grape juice, ginger ale, and vodka. And it's and with a lime, and it's fucking delicious. Jeff is actually bringing my golf bag out here. He's flying out in a couple of days because I'm playing in a golf tournament with a bunch of male comedians. And I'm sure there'll be other ladies there, and I can't wait to see who's there, but I haven't gotten that lineup yet. But just so y'all know, this is what your girl does. She does a show on a Sunday night, and then she's got an 8 a.m. tee time because she's got to rip it with the boys to keep proving to them that we deserve a seat at the table. It's never enough. You know, the reason I got into golf when I was growing up is because my dad wanted me to have business opportunities. He always said that he closed every deal. Every business deal he ever closed was on the golf course. And of course, at the time when I was like 7, he didn't know what kind of line of work I was going into. I mean, hell, when I was a kid, I did say I wanted to be a comedian. I said I wanted to be a funny girl. But I also said I wanted to be a lifeguard. I thought that was a full-time job. So that drive of competition's already ingrained in me because my dad used to drill it into me. He was so worried that his daughters were not going to be successful unless we knew how to rip it off the tee box to prove to these guys in whatever line of work we went into that, you know, we could be competitive. And I was playing with Jeff the other day. I haven't had a lot of downtime to play, but again, I'm about to be done with touring for a minute and take a month or two off. So I'm excited to like relax and actually have a hobby. So I said, golf will be my new hobby. Good for the heart health. You get out at the outdoors, get some nice vitamin D, meet other business people. Okay, I said, let's do something that at least I'm going to be in the realm of making deals. Even if all the people at my country club are not involved in entertainment, you never know when you're going to need to know a cardiologist, you know? And we were paired up in a foursome with a cardiologist the other day. He was fantastic, and I've texted him about 6 times during panic attacks. So it's always good to have people, you know, all the colors of the rainbow in your Rolodex of people to call in an emergency. So anyways, long story short, though, I was not playing well. And golf is one of those sports, it's tough. When you're having a tough day, sometimes you can't bring it back. And you only have yourself to blame. I couldn't hit anything past 200 yards. I was just shanking them left and right. Nothing was going in the direction where I needed it to go. And my husband, he's very upset that I'm getting to play at Riviera. Riviera is an absolute prestigious club here in Los Angeles. And I'm not allowed to bring anybody with me. I can't even bring Jeff to like sit in the cart, root me on, clean my clubs, you know, fluff my tits before I hit the tee box. He can't come. He is bitter. He is angry. He is so upset. He said it's a quote unquote hate crime. He is just so upset that I am not allowed, that he is not allowed to come to Riviera and play, participate, even hang out with all the other boys. You know, he's hoping he can hit the par 3 with Seinfeld. He doesn't give a fuck about watching me go for gold. He just wants to see Andrew Santino and Seinfeld, I don't know, blow him in the locker room. I don't know what he wants to do, but those are his boys. So anyways, I'm having a shitty day playing golf. Jeff tries to correct me. And I said, okay, Jeff, I'm more of a, the way I learn is I learn by doing, not by watching. So I need to physically figure out what I need to do in my backstroke to fix my hips. And then Jeff goes, you know what? You just, maybe if you had started sooner, you wouldn't be so frustrated going into playing at Riviera. You didn't put any effort into it. Now you're getting mad at me that you are upset that you're not doing well. And it was such a flashback to my dad coaching me playing golf when I was growing up. Or really, I put an effort to golf when I was preparing for the SAT. And my dad, the day I didn't get into the college I wanted to, my dad doubled down. And he's like, well, maybe if you're putting more effort into your scholastics, you wouldn't be such a fucking idiot. And I was triggered for a second and I went off on Jeff. And he's like, you don't have to be such a bitch. And I was like, you're being an asshole. And we got into it. We got into it at the range. There were other people around and I let him have it. And he's like, you know, maybe if you're putting a little more effort and you didn't do everything fly by the seat of your fucking pants. And I was like, Jeff, I haven't had time to fucking play golf recently because I'm working all the goddamn time. And then it went into that conversation. You know, that's the journey that it was into. So I'm hoping to have a great round of golf at Riviera, but stay tuned. Stay tuned because it's been very triggering for our entire family. But I did ask Jeff. He's like, okay, I'm going to bring out your golf bag. I'll put everything in it that you need. And I said, can you deck it out in Masters? Like I got a Masters towel, Masters hat, Masters glove. And he's like, don't be such a fucking loser. No, you can't show up like a tryhard. So I said, fine, Jeff. I thought it was a funny bit if I showed up with a Masters bag, like and everything, and then I can't hit the ball past 200 yards. I thought it was a bit, but he's apparently not in on the bit. And he thinks I should be taking this more seriously. And I was like, I am, Jeff. I'm closing fucking deals, okay? I got to go play with the boys. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're a young woman right now and you're listening to this, learn how to play poker. Learn how to play golf. Learn how to play tennis. What are other... just figure out UFC. Just figure it out and get into UFC. Get it. Find one thing that these men are into. And I'm not saying you have to like it, but just beat them at their own game. You know what I mean? Find one thing that all these guys who get together and you don't get invited to things because it's, well, we didn't think about inviting you because we didn't think you played golf. Guess what, motherfuckers? I do. And I will see you at the turn. You know what I mean? I would tell any young woman, find one thing that guys are into and learn how to be semi-decent. You just got to keep up. And that's how you get your foot in the door of some of these business opportunities. Because I wanted to sit here and say, oh, yeah, you know, this business is, oh, it's, and I'm not saying, I've had a lot of amazing opportunities, but you still got to play the boys game a little bit. You know what I mean? You still got to be good. You still got to prove them wrong. And you got to show up with your tits out. And it is sometimes it's a lot. But I would tell if you know, those young girls that came to the show, what was the advice I gave them? I said, unless you are dating a guy in college, you do not give him a BJ. And I think that's great advice. You do not go around college. Girls, you're going to graduate. You're going to go to college. And all these guys are going to expect you to do things that you don't want to do. A, it's always consensual. And B, he's taking you to dinner. Okay? Okay? I think that's great advice. And also learn one thing that guys are into. I don't know. Maybe you learn how to play Halo. Or Grand Theft Auto or something. Just find one thing that can connect you on a competitive level with men that is outside of work. And then see how you're closing deals. ABC, always be closing. Never forget. Always be closing. Your legs and business deals. So yeah, that's where I'm at. But I love it. What's in your golf bag? Let me know. You know, I got into these car organization TikToks where people show like everything that's in their console. They have like 55 different pressed powders, 65 different snacks, prescription drugs, emergency kits, you know, a full weave, hair extensions. I don't understand how people do these like day in the life of like, hey, I'm a new mom. It's 5 a.m. Get ready with me while I get my kids ready for school. How they set up the cameras. It's 5 a.m. They've got a tripod in the corner, two giant ring lights, and it shows them like getting out of bed. Come get ready with me. As I do my 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5, I'm exhausted. I am exhausted. My 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5 is me waking up at 6 a.m. jet lagged, scrolling through TikTok for 2.5 hours before I peel myself out of bed and I wonder, am I going to go to Chick-fil-A for breakfast or am I going to have a protein shake and really hate myself? And then my 9 to 5 is just getting emails all day being like, they passed on this. Oh God, you guys. No, it's going to be a great week. I'm coming in with positive energy. I got a little bad news at the break. It's fine. We're on to the next thing. This is showbiz, baby. We got to keep going. We got to keep going. But I will say my best advice to ladies, if you ever want to meet a man, which, you know, it's overrated. But if you ever want to meet a man, go to the golf course. And if you want to beat him at their own game, ABC, always be closing. Learn how to play golf. All right. That's my best advice. Man, I could really go for a cigarette right now. Do not tell my life insurance policy that. But I don't know why a heater feels it's good right now.
Because you're like.
Because I'm going to claw the wall. That's where I'm at. Tina knows my energy. I'm going to claw the wall.
I'm holding my breath.
It's fine. We're good. I'm going to go back to, I spent $300 in Sephora today like that. So maybe I just need to go get like a matcha and buy a blazer.
And guess what?
And what?
I made a dinner reservation.
And Tina made a dinner reservation. Look at that. It's all coming together. No, listen, this is going to be a great week. We're going to have a great 2 weeks. It's awesome. Just know that whatever you're getting into, your bullshit, maybe you got flea bites on your chucha. You know, maybe your husband left Captain D's in the car. Everybody is, just when you think you're having a good day, there might be a bump in the road. But remember what my dead father always said, you can't control what happens to you. You can only control your attitude. So how we choose to pivot in these hard times is how we become successful. Don't let that flea bite break you. Don't let that Captain D's make you. You determine whether or not you're going to stay married to that guy. You know what I mean? That you are the author of your own story. Do you know, just a real side note, and I'll let you guys get out of here. My husband almost got a tattoo. Jeff wanted a tattoo that said, you are the author of your own life. He was going to get it on his chest. And I said, if you get this tattoo on your chest, I will literally, I will not be with you. And Jeff's like, I think it's great. And I go, just be the author of your own life. Go do cool things. You don't need to. If you write it on your chest, then it may not happen because you think you've already done it. I swear to God. Yeah. And he really doubled down. Well, you know, Heather, if you didn't half-ass this situation, you wouldn't be stressed out going into this golf tournament. You'd feel prepared, but you waited till the last minute. Because I was on tour, Jeff. I did 84 fucking shows across the world. But everything's good. Everything's great. listen, I am very excited. We have a big celebrity guest coming next week and you're going to freak out. You're going to love it. I'm so excited. I've been manifesting this. It's not even like the level of celebrity. It's just what a bad bitch this broad is. So anyways, call in with your voicemails, 800-213-7503. As always, you can find me on the Absolutely Not line. We also have a very big announcement coming in June, and it is going to blow your tits off. And it is something that we're going to be able to put on the calendar for spring. And it is going to be so exciting and so fun. So I just want y'all to get excited. I know a lot of y'all are DMing me, where can I see the show? When can I see you on the road? Well, we're taking a little time off the road after this Netflix is a Joke show, because I'm going to work on some other creative stuff. But when I tell you, when we make the announcement of this next thing, you're going to lose your tits. And I want all y'all there. I want you a part of it. I want you inside it. I want you on top of it. And I will give you a teaser. Okay. Well, this is all I'm going to say. If you can figure it out. Red, red wine. Stay close to me. If you can figure out what that is, then I'll see you there. All right. I love you. I mean it. Thank you for being here for another therapy session. You can always find me here at the Absolutely Not Podcast, and stay tuned on social media for new updates and announcements soon. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you at the last show. Ciao, Bella. Arrivederci. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon. Shines a light.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.